I did it. I did it. I finally did it. I jumped out of a plane. Really was kind of pushed out of a plane. Pushed is not the right word either. Really just kind of fell out of a plane. And it was one of the most incredible things that I have ever done. And I am so excited that it actually happened. And I teased that this was happening several episodes ago, would have been early November, because this was a gift from my boyfriend for my birthday. We were initially scheduled to jump the first Saturday after my birthday, but it was too windy that day and they canceled the jump. So we tried to reschedule, and then for a number of reasons, just busy weekends, traveling, or the skydive place would be booked, just all of these things kept getting in our way, and we weren't able to reschedule until finally yesterday. I jumped. We jumped. We did it. It was great. So my boyfriend had jumped before, and that's great for him. This was my first jump. It was such an incredible experience, and it's really one of those things that I think is so hard to describe, but I will do my best because, you know, after all, this is a podcast where I should talk about things and put words to my experiences. So, the experience of skydiving was so incredible. So, one, I guess I'll kind of just walk through the day. We get up, we call at 8 o'clock to make sure that it's still happening. And we got the thumbs up that we were good to go. So I was totally stoked, ran and got the coffees. As you know, iced coffee in one hand, hot coffee in the other. For all you danticizers out there, that big fans of the podcast, you understand what I'm saying. So just kind of moseying, getting ready. Both of us were kind of, you know, like, what do you wear to go skydiving? And so we decided on athletic shorts and a long sleeve t-shirt and comfortable shoes. And we were good to go. And I really tried to play this cool on the way to the skydive place, which was a 35-40 minute drive from Tampa. And we got a bit of a later start than probably we should have to hit the road. One of the two of us in the car is not a morning person. I'll let you deduce who you think that is. But we're driving, and I'm giving directions, and I see that the ETA is 10 minutes late. And this is also a common theme for when we travel, that Michael loves to unintentionally make me stress out over travel. We had an experience in New York City where we got to the gate literally as our row was being called. And then another experience, which was really neither of our faults, going through O'Hare in Chicago, the security line was just obnoxious. And anyway, the point is I hate being late to things, but I just was kind of sitting there, and I was, you know, it's going to be fine. It's not like it's a hard deadline. They're gonna let us jump. But then when we check in, the lady says, "You're late. You missed it." And Michael clearly thought that she was joking. I did not. I was not having it. I was fuming there for a second. But she was joking. And so then they take you into a room where you watch a video that's basically the message is there is no perfect pilot. There's no perfect parachute packer. There's no perfect skydiving instructor. You can die doing this, and you're going to sign a document saying that you understand that you can die doing this. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm totally fine with just putting my life in the hands of this guy that I'm going to be strapped to. But the entire time, the entire drive to the skydiving place, you know, I historically have been terrible with heights. I've been terrified of heights. I've gotten much better about heights as I've aged. Like, there was a time where, like, even as a kid, just being on a balcony would sometimes make me nervous. Certainly, that is not my vibe anymore. Love a good balcony. Love a good rooftop. Heights really don't bother me in that way anymore. When I was in high school, there was a tram that I went on in Gatlinburg, taking you up the side of some mountain, and that absolutely terrified me. Like, I lost my shit. But, you know, that's a big metal car that's just hanging by a cable. It seems ridiculous, and I'm still not a big fan. Also, but now that I retell that story, I realized that years later I had already conquered that fear when I was in Brazil, took a tram to Sugarloaf Mountain, and also there was a tram to go to the Christ the Redeemer statue. So apparently I have really faced my fears with heights and conquered my fears with heights. So it wasn't even that, but it is, you know, you're jumping out of a plane. It's got to be terrifying, right? So basically as soon as I knew we were going skydiving for my birthday, I was totally stoked. I couldn't wait. And you know, I was just like a constant bummer of not being able to reschedule it, not getting it done, because I was so excited. But I also, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I am going to reach a point where there's gonna be some panic. But it didn't happen on the drive, didn't happen watching the video, didn't happen while I was signing this paperwork. And then you kind of just wait around and you don't really know when you're going. And then I don't know, it wasn't a super, super long wait after we signed the waivers, probably an hour or so, I don't know. But you're just kind of sitting around, and then finally someone came out, called my name, and the guy was really personable at first as he was putting my harness on. He was telling me, so he lives in St. Pete now. I also live in St. Pete. He asked where I was from originally, which of course is Indiana. His wife is from Indiana, and he went to Indiana for the first time last week. And so we talked about how great Indiana is. And by that, we talked about like how there was really just nothing positive to say about Indiana. And, you know, so getting along, I'm like at least half a foot taller than this guy, too, which was also like, okay, how is this going to work? But, you know, whatever. So then he's explaining to me the body positions and everything that you have to do, like how it's going to work, how, like, everything from getting on the plane, where you're going to sit, how you're going to sit, like how he's going to belt me into the plane, all of that. And then is explaining the body positions, how it's going to work when we actually jump out of the plane. And I'm like, okay, great. Listening, like just kind of nodding along. And then as soon as he walks away, I realized I hadn't been paying attention at all. I didn't know. I couldn't tell you a single thing that he said about what I was supposed to do. I was like, honestly, like, what could go wrong? How hard could it be? I mean, there's only so many ways you can jump out of a plane, right? So anyway, it's like now I'm in the harness, and so we have about 20 minutes until the plane is gonna be there. So now I'm just waiting and really just still super pumped. And get on the plane, or plane comes up, and as I'm getting onto the plane, it's like, okay, now I'm a little nervous. It's very, we were in the back of the plane, and it's just this big rickety plane. Like, there's a ceiling panel that's kind of falling in, and it's obviously a smaller plane than you're typically on. You know, I'm strapped in. It's very, like I said, claustrophobic. And the plane starts to taxi, starts to take off. And, you know, as it is, as we're climbing in altitude, kind of that initial takeoff, that's where I really felt some nerves, because I'm looking down at the ground and the ground's getting lower and lower and lower. And then Michael's guide at one point told us that we were at 3,000 feet. And I was like, okay, that seems kind of high. how high are we jumping from? And it was 13,500 feet. So it's just like, you are so high up there. It's, I mean, you are high in the sky when you go skydiving, which was awesome, ultimately. But, you know, so there were a little bit of nerves there. And then the other weird thing is, so the guy was personable at first, and then he kind of went disconcertingly stoic and is sitting there. There's another tandem jumper in front of me, and she paid for a videographer to jump with her. So she's getting fussed over, and like, her guide's trying to be fun for the video and all of that. Michael's guide is like strapping him in, telling him everything, just like reassuring, constantly like reminding Michael what he is going to need to do, and is just really talkative. My guy is stone cold silent, and like, as everybody else is clipping in there, so because we were attached to each other on the bench, but then there were like shoulder clips and hip clips. And so as other people are getting clipped in, my guy's just doing nothing. And again, you're in this rickety plane, and it's like, okay, well, at least I'm strapped to a guy in the parachute, so don't have to worry about the the journey of this plane too much, I guess. And then finally my guy like pulls me in and clips me in, and I'm like, okay, so this is great. And then when they open the door, and there were a lot of solo jumpers that just, you know, one by one just start jumping. And that was the second moment where I was like, okay, this is happening. Oh my God. Like, I'm not backing out now, because I'm like, the other thing that I thought is, even if I were too scared to jump, I would rather I'll get to the ground faster by jumping out of this plane rather than sitting on the plane and waiting for the plane to land. So that was also part of my motivating factor to just go with it and jump. And so Michael and I had decided that I was going to jump first, because I was afraid that if I saw Michael jump out of a plane and I was the last one on the plane, that I would start to freak out. It was really cool. So you kind of slide to the end of this bench, and then you squat down and go up to the big door that's now open. And then you turn around, and so I'm staring at Michael as the guy is like, all right, ready, steady, spaghetti. And on spaghetti is when we jumped out. And so, you know, I didn't like look down and panic until I jumped out of the plane, because I was just like looking at Michael like, all right, keeping it together. This is awesome. I'm going to do this. And then that first second when you jump out of the plane is what I cannot put words to. It is such a cool experience. I really, it was in the mindset of, you know, I'm like a Marvel superhero. I'm like Spider-Man falling and just soaring through the air. And it's really just unlike anything else, because, you know, the plane is instantly gone. You are in a free fall. And it was unbelievable. I mean, so in that first moment, just the sound, the senses, the crisp cold air, that's just rushing by you. And then I just had this big dumb grin on my face and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I can't believe I'm actually falling. And it's like the actual falling part is not scary at all. At least for me, it was not scary. It was so much fun. And so I was just in the moment enjoying it so much. And, you know, the wind, everything is just rushing past you. And then my instructor starts kind of like spinning, and it just made it such a cool experience. And it's about a minute of free fall. And it honestly felt like a minute doesn't sound that long, but it felt like a very long free fall, which was so cool. And, you know, you're above the clouds and you're having this just crazy rush that is like, it's unlike anything else. I mean, I really, there's no apt comparison to what jumping out of a plane, at least jumping out of a plane for the first time. That was the other interesting thing, is there's a real community around the skydiving place and the jumpers. And we were talking to a woman beforehand that has done over 500 jumps, and she's like, yeah, I try to come out every weekend. And it's like, every weekend? Like, I mean, you think that it would wear off eventually, but part of it is the community of these skydivers. And you know, there's a lot of just interesting things. So you have to jump tandem 9 times before you can solo jump. I really don't know that I would enjoy solo jumping. I mean, if I get 8 more jumps, then maybe I'll feel differently. It's certainly something that I would do again. I would love to do it again, but it's also like, you know, you don't want to do it. Like, at least I don't want to do it all the time. Also kind of an expensive hobby. But what I think about is if I were doing a solo jump, that I would just be so focused on my altimeter and worried about when to pull the parachute and just so stressed about the logistics of everything that I don't know that I would be able to really enjoy that. But don't have to worry about that when you're strapped to somebody. And, you know, so initially you have your hands on your straps, and then like they tap you when I guess it's safe to throw your hands out. And it really, you feel like you're flying. It is just an unbelievable sensation. And, you know, I always thought about with skydiving, I thought once the parachute was pulled that it would just kind of be this kind of boring, slow descent. Not the case. So the parachute is pulled, and even that sensation is just like, it's this immediate, you know, you feel like you're being pulled up. And then you are obviously falling a lot more slowly. And the part that absolutely freaked me out is that he didn't tell me that he was going to unclip my hips, but he did. And so I just like fell. I just fell when he, like a couple inches when he unclipped the hips. I was like, okay, what's going on there? And what was really incredible about the parachute part of it is that so there was this great cloud with these really cool crevices. And so we were kind of in and out of the cloud, in and out, just kind of gliding along the crevices of this cloud, and you see this fully circular rainbow. And it is, again, just like, when do you have the opportunity to just kind of like play around on top of a cloud like that? And so the guy was really good about like adjusting the speed, going faster, doing more spins, and just lots of different angles as you're coming down. So as I'm talking about it, I have that same just dumb grin. And so then as you're kind of coming to the land, he's like, okay, to land, I'm going to need you to like hold your feet straight out. And then if I think we can do a standing landing, I'll say stand up, stand up, stand up. And so I'm like, okay. So he, as we approach the ground, which I am like, we are right above cement right now. As we approach the ground, he's like, okay, feet up. And so lifted my feet nice and high, and I was expecting him to say stand up, stand up, especially because we were landing on the edge of a cement taxiway. He never said stand up. We landed, our butts scooted across the concrete. He claims that we that's not how it happened, but there's picture evidence that shows my ass on the cement. It surprisingly really did not hurt that much. That was really cool. But then, oh my God, it really is just, you know, the rush when you're back on the ground, it happens so quickly. And I mean, it's the coolest thing in the world. The guy was like, would you do that again? 'Cause he was talkative on the descent once he had pulled the chute. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I really wonder how many people they have that at that point are like, no, this is terrible, I want it to be over. Because that would be a miserable experience. But no, I mean, I was just having the best time with it. And, you know, yeah. So I land, Michael lands right after me, and, got our pictures taken, and looked at the pictures. I will post the pictures to the show's Twitter account. So give me a follow at my Twitter at Babbling Dan. And, you know, it was one of those things you can't really anticipate what it's going to be like. And I just can't explain how exciting it was, how fun I had. And so, Michael, if you're listening to this episode, I told you a million times on Saturday, but thank you again. That was seriously such an incredible, fun gift. And I'm so glad that I got to have that experience. And I'm so glad I got to have that experience with you. And just a wonderful weekend. And, you know, so I'm on winter break, and so great kickoff for winter break. And so on that note, I anticipate next Sunday there will likely not be a show. So I'm traveling to Indiana Tuesday through Sunday. And then perhaps that Monday I will be able to get something together. Then the following Sunday there will not be a show because I will be in Cancun for New Year's. So I've talked about that. I'm totally in countdown mode for that. That's going to be such a fun trip. And, you know, it's just been a really great kind of kickoff to the heart of the holiday season. Had a wonderful time at a Christmas party last night. That was just, you know, great food, great company, great beverages, of course. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. I mean, I mean, it's one of those things that, because then we were back to Michael's apartment. I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and it's like, what do you kind of do with the rest of your day to follow up skydiving? So we went for a walk. it's basically just a recap of my weekend now. I would definitely love to go skydiving again at some point. I have no plans to go at this point, but you know, it's definitely on the list of something that I would fully embrace doing again. So excited. So, you know, now today I've got lots of laundry to do. Gotta clean the old house to get ready for my trip on Tuesday. But you know, it's just kind of, coming down from such a fun weekend. I mean, oh wow. So there you have it. You never know what you're going to get on, Dan's Dabble and Babble. And this week it was, all about my experience skydiving. So I hope that's been, interesting for you. Thank you as always for listening. I'll say it again. Give us a follow on Twitter, at Babbling Dan. You can follow my Instagram at Daniel Burkett, and, just keep sharing the show. Keep listening. I'm happy with the numbers that we're getting. We're kind of steadily climbing. And of course it's easier to do that with the regular release. So I appreciate your patience and sticking with it as we go through the holiday season here. You know, they're just not as able to, get regular content out, but I will plan on having one more episode, before the new year, and then 2021 is almost in the books, guys. It's certainly been such a monumental, incredible year for me. I mean, it's really cliche. Not cliche is not even the right word. It's a bit mushy, but I'm a bit mushy. But it's really, you know, in 2020 when I moved to Florida, that was such an incredible move for me, and it really only gets better. And so maybe that will be the next episode, is kind of reflecting on all of the great things that 2021 has brought me, and you know, just onwards and upwards. We are almost to 2022, and it's just a great monumental experience on this big old planet. And so now I've reached maximum cheese. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.